Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Two.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break.
Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. We're joined to begin the 8 o'clock hour by Sean Callahan of Husker Online. Sean, good morning. It's been a very busy week for Nebraska in recruiting. Commitments from Luke Sorensen, Jamal Rule, and also Danny Odom. Is any of those a surprise to you at all this week, Sean, or not?
Well, I think Danny Odom, I mean, just battling out. I mean, they beat a lot of good teams, Oklahoma, Ohio State. You know, he's, I believe, one of the highest-ranked defensive backs Nebraska signed in a corner in a number of years. So that was a big win. You know, Jamal Rule, obviously, they were kind of zoned in on two running backs, Brian Bonner, Jamal Rule.
Mm-hmm.
And on the surface, you would think that Bonner was the guy that was higher because he's ranked higher. But they preferred Rule was my read on that, and they got their running back. But this is kind of what we thought would happen. I mean, this slower pace because of the official visits not starting until June, and they're looking to be 12 to 15-ish commits, and, you know, that they should be in the double digits here pretty quickly. So I think things are on track. It's just been a different pace than a lot of recruiting fans for Nebraska have probably been used to following as far as, you know, how the number of commits have flowed in this June.
It seems like it's really hard for, it's hard to get a kid that really moves the needle anymore, because Odom you would think would, but it didn't seem to, cause a lot of excitement for fans. Now, Sean, is there anybody out there that you would say that'll move the needle if they get player X? That will move the needle.
Gosh, I mean, locally, Darian Jones would be one just because he's a local guy. I mean, there's not very many of them, but, you know, it's a battle with Nebraska and Iowa. And, you know, there's some RPMs, recruit predictions in on three for Iowa right now. So you don't know where that's going. But on the Red Sea Scrolls last night, there are people that said, we've spoken to the Jones family. And
okay. They
laughed that there is no decision made yet. Like, they have no idea where it's so. That, I mean, I think that one, just because it is a high-profile local guy and there's so few of them, but, you know, I think you start with key positions like quarterback. And, you know, Dayton Raiola is a good quarterback for a good high school team, but, you know, he doesn't go out to a lot of camps. He doesn't do 7-on-7. So he doesn't have a lot of rankings clout because that's not a priority for the Raiolas. I mean, their priority is more to develop for the season and train and do things. And so, they don't really care about being seen by the recruiting guys. So, I think his ranking has probably suffered a little bit because he hasn't really made himself to be seen. So it is unique in that sense. But Valdon Sonye, okay. The defensive lineman, he'd probably be one that, when you look at high profile guys, I mean, he would definitely get my attention if they were able to win that battle with Georgia and Florida and some of the teams that they're up against, Oklahoma, Ohio State. I mean, he's got everybody you can really name at this point.
Okay, Sean, new play-by-play voice for Husker football. You've been talking about this. You wrote about it, a week ago. Kyle Crooks. Kyle Crooks comes from Florida. You have heard his call. What kind of fit are we looking at here? What do you think of Kyle Crooks? What's your first impressions?
Well, I listened to his interview, too, on Sports Nightly. We're going to hear from him on our show as well today. Prepares very well, first of all, when you just listened to him last night. He was talking about he wasn't a play-by-play guy for Florida football, but he did obviously all the other sports. But he would prepare for every Florida game like he was calling it for football, and he would do spot charts and game prep just to stay sharp as a football guy. He grew up in the New Jersey area. We have one thing in common. He listened to Mike and the Mad Dog, the famous sports talk radio show, religiously, and I listened to that. When I lived on the East Coast for a summer, I listened to that every single day, and so he's a junkie. He follows it hard. Ian Eagle is his real mentor. NBC broadcaster that does Big Ten football games, and Ian Eagle was one of the real advocates I know that Troy Dannon talked to before they made this hire and looked at hundreds of applicants. And I think Troy Dannon wants someone that's going to be here a long time. He's on the younger end. But when you think about it, Pavelka was on the young end when he started. Bremser was on the young end. I mean, so, I think we have this, it's got to be an older guy. But I think, all the greats that have come through Nebraska, they were young when they got this job. And I think that's what Dannon probably wants here. He wants a guy that they can really brand and that's going to do this job for a long, long time.
Join my Husker Line, Sean Callahan. Sean, we saw a list today from CBS Sports that put Nebraska's best case and worst case scenario for the season. It said best case, 11-1 with that one win coming at, sorry, the loss at Penn State. So it'll be 10-0 before that. And then worst case at 5-7. Which is Nebraska closer to right now?
I sure hope it's not 5-7.
Well,
But I would hate to say 11 because that's hard to do. But look, it's not out of the question either. I mean, yeah, Penn State's the one game on this schedule where you know they're going to be a dog, probably a double-digit dog. Every other game, if they're going to be a dog, it's not going to be by very many points, under a touchdown, maybe a touchdown at the most. So they're not that far off. They've got a great schedule draw, at least today. We say that today because last year we said that, and we didn't know Illinois and Indiana were going to be really, really good teams last year that ended up making the playoff and the other one winning the Citrus Bowl. So it's hard to gauge some of these teams like Michigan State and Maryland and UCLA, Northwestern. You don't really know until you know on some of these Big Ten programs what kind of teams they're going to have. And even Michigan, is this going to be a 9-win Michigan team or more like a 7-win Michigan team? It's hard to make that decision. And I would put USC in that category too. I mean, they've got just an influx of cash right now, and they've bought a bunch of players from the portal to help their defense. Lincoln Riley, and you don't know what that team is going to be like when they come to Memorial Stadium in November.
Which is that the team you'd pick? You were asked this on the chat yesterday, on the message board. That is there a team on the schedule that's not getting enough attention that should be concerning?
Well, Cincinnati's another easy one because they are probably a bowl-level team. They have pro talent. But I do think Nebraska's got a significant advantage with the crowd in Arrowhead Stadium. I mean, it's going to get loud in there and rowdy. And I think that's going to help Nebraska. It's worth a few points in a game like this as an opener. But, yeah, USC is the one that they could end up being a playoff team. I mean, they really could. I think they're a dark horse playoff team in the conference. I think Penn State and Ohio State and Oregon are the three easy playoff picks today. And if you're, I think you have a hard time coming up with who's the fourth playoff team in the Big Ten. Because I don't think you can obviously say Wisconsin or Iowa like maybe in years past.
No.
Nebraska could be in that discussion But, you know, you can't really say that objectively. That's why Indiana, it's like, can they do it 2 years in a row? Illinois, maybe. I don't think they're going to surprise people, but USC's got the elite talent that they could get up there. I mean, if they get it figured out with Maeva at quarterback and Lincoln Riley and the defensive upgrades they made in the portal, especially on the defensive line, I mean, they added a couple 330-pound nose tackles from the SEC, ACC region. Yeah. I mean, so they could be the team, I think, that surprises people and, you know, makes a run to get that maybe fourth playoff spot.
Sean, I recognize this is just a kind of a perception question, but I just want to pin you down on this. Can we say unequivocally that Nebraska has an appreciable talent edge on Cincinnati?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Well, Cincinnati has nowhere near the NIL budget. Like, Cincinnati Cincinnati could not go and get Dane Key and afford him. They could not afford Dylan Raiola. They could not go out and get McCullough and Winery. I mean, that's what you got to look at. Like, when it comes to be shopping season, what store are they shopping at? I mean,
No, you're right.
They're not shopping at the same store Nebraska was in the portal.
No.
So they do have a few pros, though. I mean, with that said, I mean, they got a couple guys that can play on that roster, a quarterback a tight end, I believe. And, they were a team that didn't make a bowl game last year. But, yeah, they just don't have the resources at their disposal to upgrade in the offseason like a Big Ten team would.
I've heard you say that a couple times, and we're all still sort of adjusting to this world. But that's a good way to look at it. Where can you shop? You know, when you're judging teams, that's a good way to do it. Who's got the money? Who's got the access to certain players? Cincinnati doesn't have access to players that Clemson does.
Well, like pre-rev share, I think it's a little different now with rev share in the Big Ten because a lot of teams will have the full money, or they all will. But like even Minnesota pre-rev share, they couldn't shop at the same store as like a lot of the Big Ten. Like, I mean, they took Kalamantis from Rutgers,
They lost him to Rutgers. Yes,
they took a quarterback from like New Hampshire.
Right.
I mean, they weren't going after the same kinds of players. But PJ Fleck figured it out. They're always good. They're always competitive, and they figure out ways to win with what they have, and be a competitive Big Ten team. But now with RevShare, everybody's got theoretically the same amount of money to work with, and then it's the NIL. Like, what's the separator? Can you do with your NIL on top of that?
And it's hard to read that right now, right? Because you don't know what that NIL go is going to be all about, the clearinghouse.
No, and what's the enforcement going to be? Like, how much is the NCAA going to get involved? And because there are teams that are well over their cap right now, and it's going to be, especially a year from now when the front load money kind of washes away and you have to actually come up with this money legitimately. Front loading is basically people just overspending to get all this done before the July 1 deadline. And well, that's over with now.
Sean, you were rambling around at the Devaney Center yesterday in Mark Manning's camp. What'd that look like? Mark Manning's wrestling camp.
I was, my daughter was at her swim practice, and it's fascinating over there in June because there's just camps going on everywhere. And, John Cook's camps, you go over there and the volleyball players, as you would expect, are rock stars. I mean, there's tables set up for autographs and girls everywhere. Wrestling is on a whole other level. First of all, Coach Bush would appreciate this too. It's an old school, like 1990s camp where everybody stays the night in the dorms all week.
Oh, wow.
And they've got like 1,600.
Better time.
They've got 1,600 kids staying over, I don't know how many, 2 weeks maybe. I asked Manning how many kids that 1,600 go to the wrestling camps. Fire truck behind me, by the way. Everything's okay, guys. Everything's okay.
Okay, good.
You talked to Silver Fox yesterday? Did you talk to Silver Fox?
I didn't get to see him, but you go into, so they had Matt set up in the track where the track team practiced, indoor track.
Oh, okay.
And you would have thought it was February. It was like an all-out war.
Wow.
Because you had like in-state schools, like small schools, big schools, out-of-state schools, and they're doing legit wrestle-offs. Like, it's a legit deal.
Whoa.
Where coaches are coaching. I mean, it was awesome.
Whoa. The Silver Fox has got it going, by the way.
It's a
runner-up.
Like, a Nebraska wrestling camp is like a throwback to like the camps we grew up going to.
We got to have the Silver Fox on. He's got 7 returning All-Americans in his lineup.
For a runner-up team from last year.
They're trying to get that transfer, or the kid that's in the – I mean, the help me on the last name, but
– I don't know who you're talking about. I'm sorry.
The top high school recruit in the country is in the portal, and Nebraska is in his – he's backed out of his commitment to Iowa, and Nebraska is one of the 3 teams. And I know the wrestling people are going to kill me. I know his first name's Bo, and that's like they could get this guy. They're one of 3 teams he's considering.
Whoa! So let me guess the others.
Oklahoma State.
No way!
Oh, what a shot!
Penn State's talking to him.
The best ones.
But Nebraska's in that mix. See, I'm telling you that the Mangler is rolling right now. It's amazing. In his mid-60s, the 2 people that are really rolling, Ravel and Manny, it's amazing. It's amazing. They've adapted to this new world so well.
Are you taking lessons?
It's aging. They are aging gracefully. Really gracefully. We had Rhonda on. She was amazing.
She was great, yeah.
Sean, great. Good job.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Husker Online, Sean Callahan.
I'm telling you.
Staying in the dorms better time?
Well, they so the players would check in on Sunday.
Football players
on Sunday. And they stayed Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, checked out Thursday. Four nights in the dorms. Just mayhem. I mean, absolute mayhem. And then as graduate assistants, you had to stay in the dorm. So you have a dorm.
Was it mayhem?
And then, but you had to be over for the staff meeting at 7 a.m. Oh. But you had to make sure, and just getting everybody to, you know, the big one was, which was the classic, because the doors all opened in, obviously. So the classic of filling up a trash can full of water and then tipping it against the door and then knocking on the door so someone opens the door and then the thing floods.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Yeah, you're out there. It's like 2 in the morning. I'm out there. What are we doing?
What do you got to do then? Mop it up?
Oh, yeah. You got to help. Yeah. You don't just go the other
way. You were doing that.
And you had to go over and you had to monitor the food, too. You had to stand there and monitor the food because people would just come through, take a bunch of stuff, not eat it. Be like, hey, let's not get 2 pounds of goulash here, okay? I don't think we need that.
Pounds.
I don't think we need that right
okay.
now. And but the soft serve ice cream machine was just getting tortured. Just absolutely
that's
tortured.
That's everywhere.
Yeah. It was absolutely.
Standard procedure. So you were working it as a. As a GA.
Yeah, and then they kept going. Then now it's just, everything now is just, you know, when kids come now, it's day camp. It's just all day camp stuff. They come for, it's for a day. Yeah. No one's, there's no overnight. There's no dorms. You know, that. It was chaos. And then also you were dealing with, now that everyone worked together. Nebraska was incredible. I had to work together with housing and stuff. Some places, some campuses, they're like, yeah, we're housing and you're athletics and we really don't care. It's not really our concern. Nebraska was different. It was the best place ever to work with someone. Everyone in housing was just outstanding.
Did you have to stay in the dorm?
Oh, yeah. Stay in the dorms all the time. All the time. All the time. Yeah.
You were like a 20-year-old, 20-something?
Yeah. And then you had to whip over to meetings. Like
at six, 7.
The other 6 have meetings. Then, hey, we got to get them back over. We had a youth camp where they stayed 3 nights. These are kids that are like, we had kids just crying. I want to go home. Call my mom. You know, at midnight, knocking on your door at midnight. Oh yeah, you're like a counselor. And then I hired all my. So Duke was a counselor. Shindaddy,
of course, Duke was.
Everyone.
Hang on, what?
They all were camp.
How
counselors.
Do we? We're hearing this for the first time.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They,
Duke was working camps with you and Shindaddy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They ran the youth camp. Yes. Shindaddy was the crossing guard. So when they had to cross all, we had 800 kids, and Shindaddy had, we had to cross major roads.
This is at Nebraska. Wait,
what
at
year
Nebraska.
Was this, Bill?
That's about 2004 or 5.
Not Shindaddy, even that long ago.
Yeah, not long ago. Daddy. Yeah, Duke's out there running drills. He's out doing running back drills with
why
the kids.
Why did they have to do it?
What's that? Because I just got them in. I just get their kids in for free.
Oh, that's helpful. Shindaddy's
that's
working
awesome,
the camp.
Though.
Shindaddy was did that. Oh, if you ask Tim Cassie's like, yeah. like the next year is like, Bill, you'll have your crew there, right? Because they killed it.
Duke and
Tim
Shindaddy.
Cassie was like, oh yeah, they absolutely killed it. Yeah.
That makes me so happy. And Cassie's a big deal.
Yeah, Cassie.
He was like the DFO.
I know.
DFO.
Duke was there.
Will you have your crew there?
Yeah, and then you have your crew. Bill will need your crew there, right? Yeah, so I'll have, how many do you have? I'll have 9. I mean, and everyone just whipping. And then the best part, that, and then, you know, people have their old,
we have your crew there.
Oh, yeah. I got my cousins doing it.
How do I not?
I had all my cousins. Mike Shipwright was doing it, yeah. And Mike Fisher did it. And Mike Fisher brought his old Mr. Coffee. It's like an iron lung. How it ran.
Why did he bring his Mr. Coffee?
He made coffee, and so he had coffee in the morning. So it wasn't like this wasn't
part of your
crew. Part of your crew. So everybody went to his room like at 6:30. They all got coffee.
And the Mr.
Yeah.
Cassidy said, all right, Bill, we have your crew
there.
Duke, that is
Duke and
Shindaddy
were required back. Oh, request back.
Can you call my mom? I mean, literally people just drive by and just kind of like, just like shove their kids out the door. Like, hey, see you guys in 3 days. Yeah.
He was like, the dorm
it was like babysitting. Yeah. It was like, no, you'll be fine.
By the way, the wrestler's name is Bo Bassett. That's who was
Bo
Sean.
Bassett.
Bo,
yeah. Okay. That's what something to watch. To.
What Bo a great Bassett. Name.
Hey, keep that in mind, Jake. That might be a rundown thing.
Okay.
Bo Bassett.
Yeah.
The Mangler's after it.
Mangler's going.
Love it.
Let's mangle.
When we come back, a list of toughest places to play. Nebraska's not on it. That's next, an early break on the Ticket.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees.
Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.